what I understand by jihad is he's saying people who don't agree with us can convert or go under the sword. I haven't reached the end of my rope to that degree yet, but I do think politics as usual, even revolutionary politics as usual, is not enough. There has to be an almost religious intensity to this. I think we'd have a religious intensity if we were personally struggling to save ourselves from drowning or to escape from a burning building. And we are drowning and we are in a burning building. So I think we need to rise to that level of adrenal focus and single-minded intensity. And to my mind, what this means downstream, not now, but downstream, is a psychedelic religious option. I mean, I hate the word church. It will not pass my lips in an affirmative mode. But a psychedelic community with where the periphery is political interaction with the rest of society, but the centerpiece has to be the boundary-dissolving sense of communal collectivity and common caring that typified tribal peoples in the archaic time. There's no other way out. Maybe this way won't work. It won't work unless we try it. But I don't see anybody with an alternative plan. Most plans to solve some problem are directed at some fairly short-term problem. But I think we need to think about the next 500 years and in a slightly less intense mode, the next 1,000 years. I mean, what are we to make of ourselves? Whither mankind? Are we to be ultimately viewed as a cosmic accident, the perils of unfocused intelligence? Or can we reflect the inner dream, the inner image of wholeness that inspires us and makes us more than animals and raises us up as a simulacrum of the goddess? That's what I would hope for. And thought, cognition, planning, caring, emotion, communication, intentionality, focus, and authenticity are the domains that we have to be in order to carry this off. You wanted challenge? Some of you have made fortunes. That was no challenge. You wanted a challenge? Save the planet. There's a challenge. That's what everybody who came before did. They participated sufficiently at least to pass the buck to us. Can we participate sufficiently to pass the buck to our grandchildren? Or are we just going to go down as the lamest generation in the life of the planet? I can't believe it. I know too many of these people. I love too many of these people. We just need to do our best, as the Grateful Dead say, you know, just a little bit harder, just a little bit more. You can't go back and you can't stand still. If the thunder don't get you, then the lightning will. So forward into the future with a high heart and reasonable hope that we can make this planet into a living reflection of the inner dream. Thank you all very, very much. Thank you, Nicole, very, very much.
Well, I'm peculiarly useless in this sort of discussion because I have not been in this country enough to know whom I want to shoot.
I'll point the gun. You pull the trigger.
I don't know the tactics nor the people to approach. That hasn't been my business. I'm a retriever.
Well, and you're a wonderful icon. God forbid that any of us should ever be nothing more than an icon, but it's a throwaway.
But that implies a totally motionless object.
An icon. Well, you pose as an icon. It's just a part-time job.